This might not require your entire 2 minutes. If the nomination goes to state convention, should delegates take the popular vote into account when deciding the nominee?
And we'll start with Randy Feenstra.
It's always an interesting question. I have close friends that I've seen over the years. Senator Brad Zahn went to convention, and Representative David Young was elected. And it's a great tool that we as Iowans have, that we start with grassroots. And grassroots are the people that go to their local caucus, and then they go to county convention, and then they go to the regional convention, district convention, and then they go to the state. Right? They put in a lot of time, and they follow campaigns, they follow politics, and they know who should be elected. And so I tend to support the current way we do things, that they can decide, because they're probably the most engaged. However, I also don't want to disenfranchise our electorate voters. And if I had to write a bill, it would be to remove that 35% criteria and say, let the top two go on to a runoff election. I think that's a fair way. That way the electorate gets to still decide of who should win that election. But great question.
Thank you. Jeremy Taylor, please.
My short answer is no. I think that every person who goes to that convention ought to look at each one of us and ask themselves, where is this person coming from? What is the motivation for running? Why are they stepping forward? And I will tell you this, I'm stepping forward because I believe that I'm called to serve. Called to serve as I was as an Army chaplain who raised my right hand to swear an oath to protect and defend our Constitution. Called to serve to stand in the gap for such a time as this against what's happening in the United States Congress right now. And I believe that every convention voter must ask themselves, who will best represent me? Who's looking out for me and my family about the kitchen table issues that we're discussing every night, whether it's a lack of disposable income, saving for retirement or college, or stepping up and starting our own small business? Who is going to stand for life and our Second Amendment, our historic rights and values, our free markets and capitalism? And who is supporting, who is funding each person, and look at our track records and then make a prayerful decision? I trust the voters, and I trust that if this goes to convention, that the voters at that convention will choose rightly. And I look forward to continuing to make the case along the campaign trail and along the way. Thank you.
Thank you. Brett Richards.
Well, I think you had a short question last time, too. And I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter because I'm going to win this outright on June 2nd. So we will spare that from history rewrite of what Congressman King went through to get in office. I do think the rule book's important. It's important to Iowans. It's important to Americans. And once the game is set, we follow the rules, because that's really what makes us equal in the United States. So absolutely, the rule book says they'll go to convention if nobody gets 35% plus one vote, and it'll be decided at convention. But it's been done that way, and that's what we know to be true. So I look forward to making my case from now to June 2nd, and many people have already voted absentee, but there's a lot of people that still haven't and still listening tonight right now. And I would encourage them to go to richardsforcongress.com to see who I am, learn more about me. If they haven't met me at one of the 250 campaign events that we've done, where we've met thousands and thousands of Iowans. But I am looking forward to winning on June 2nd, so thank you.
Thank you very much. Congressman Steve King.
Well, Brett took my answer. And so I'm going to give you a different one, and that is, yes, that's the rules, and that's what we're going to play by. I lived through one of these before, and aside from my wedding day and the birth of my first, second, and third born, it was probably the most exhilarating day of my life to go through that special nominating convention down in Denison in 2002. And there are a lot of shenanigans that are played in a convention and deals that are made. And I'll tell you, you think this primary is a game of King of the Hill. a special nominating convention is absolutely a game of King of the Hill. And so whoever they think is at the top is going to be the target for everybody, and deals get made on the side. It's not the best kind of way to select a nominee. But it's the rules, and I'll play by the rules. But I would recommend this, and I think Brad Zahn will have something to say about this too. But I think that we ought to overhaul this process because it's too fraught for too much gamesmanship. As far as the delegates are concerned, with regard to your question, Russ, they need to make up their own mind for their own reasons. And I don't think that we should load it up with any kind of guilt on either side or another. They're delegates. They're sovereign. Let them make up their own mind.
Thank you very much. Stephen Reeder.
I am sure that the popular vote will weigh with the delegates, but I think the delegates, like most Iowans, are smart and intelligent, and they'll make a decision based on honesty, integrity, and who best represents the values of Iowa, and who best would be an ally to support President Trump. I want to go to Washington to support our president and to support his agenda. He's doing a good job, and he's working to defend our U.S. Constitution, which I will do. Any decision I make will be based on the Constitution and what the people of Iowa want.